It's time for Chew on This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and Miss Tell It Like It Is, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Bar Nguyen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. Our first story was featured this week on Fox News. Belly fat in men has been linked to an increased risk of high blood pressure, diabetes, and heart disease. This we know. Well, now you can add osteoporosis to the list. The North American Society of Radiology Research confirmed that beer bellies make men's bones weaker. This is pretty interesting because osteoporosis is a disease that normally targets females. Kim, this really puts a fragile damper on the term "it's Miller time."
Oh, my gosh. Men are probably out there saying, no, this is terrible. I was actually really surprised about this, too, because you hear about this in women, not so much men.
Exactly. A lot of men are saying, I would high-five you, but I don't want to break a bone. I'm brittle.
Well, and it's funny, too. You know, people, you think about, like, the fat that you can see. You know, that research says there's two kinds of fats, the fat that you can see, and then the fat that you can't see that's underneath everything, and that's the really harmful fat. And they say that this visceral fat, when you have that, it secretes less human growth hormones, which plays a really important role in maintaining healthy bones. So that's one of the things that they found. And so it's so important now, another reason to keep a healthy weight.
Exactly. And of course, they call it beer belly, but it doesn't necessarily have to do with drinking beer. But alcohol consumption does create fat around that midsection. And also, it lowers a man's testosterone level, which leads to brittle bones. And interesting, if a man over 50 has a beer belly, Kim, he's 20 times more prone to hip fractures and broken bones than a man with a flat stomach.
That's amazing. That's huge. And that should scare the crap out of men now.
Literally. Hopefully it would scare it out. Maybe that's some of their weight.
Maybe that'll help. Get some
clean
fiber in their diet, and that'll really help.
That's
important.
Ahead.
I said which, of course, fiber is very important for
that belly fat diet. I can hear some of the rednecks saying, well, I got my fiber in beer. Isn't it made out of wheat? That's fiber.
Right, exactly.
I reckon. Actually, so besides cutting back from alcohol, what else can men do to shed some of the belly fat? Any tips or certain foods they can eat or add?
You know, obviously exercise is important as well, but, you know, it really goes back to the basics of eating whole grain foods, having lots of fiber in your diet, eating produce, fresh produce. You know, blueberries are great, broccoli is great, having nuts, because the omega-3 fatty acids are really important for this. So it's really sticking to a healthy diet, and it's not that difficult to figure out. You know, stay away from the processed food and prepackaged foods and stick to the natural foods, you know, fruits, vegetables, whole grains.
Exactly. I've read a study about miso soup before dinner to flatten the belly has been talked about, and it's a big key player in belly fat, and it can help you feel fuller longer. And my favorite miso soup is called Crazy. Yes, miso crazy.
Oh,
so I've been told.
You're kidding. That is too funny. And you know what's funny about miso soup is when I was pregnant with my son, I couldn't handle anything else in the morning except for miso soup. And that literally the second I woke up, I would have a cup of miso soup and I would be great to go for the rest of the day. I don't know why. I craved
that's
it.
Great.
And that's what helped me.
So it did curb your appetite. So there's proof right there. Testimonial.
That's great. It made me feel good.
There's a lot of supplements out there that say they can fight belly fat. One of my favorites is called 5-HTP, and it comes from a plant in West Africa, and it helps create serotonin in the body. And that not only helps with stress and better sleep, but helps curb your appetite and fight belly fat. So that's one that people can take that's really good as well. All right, our second chew on this topic, interesting, comes from an email sent by Susan Craven from Michigan. Susan writes, Dear Kim and Dr. Friedman, what are some of your favorite home remedies people can use when they are in a bind? Great question. One home remedy I recommend to patients with tension headaches is to place a pencil between your teeth and just hold it there. And the reason this works is when people are anxious or stressed, they tend to clench their teeth, causes tension headaches. So put a pencil between your teeth, causes your jaw to relax, easing tension that leads to headaches. Kim, what's one of your favorite home remedies? I'm sure you've got a few.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that one. You know, mine is something that everyone will have in their cabinet pretty much. It's distilled white vinegar. I swear by the stuff. I like to clean with it. I put it in a spray bottle with some water.
Right.
If you don't like the smell of it, you can use a couple drops of essential oil. And literally, it's the best all-purpose household cleaner. You can, it sterilizes kitchen surfaces. It gets rid of odors. It defends against mold and mildew in the shower. You can clean glass or windows with it. There are so many things you can do with vinegar.
Oh,
spray the windows with it, it keeps the ants out from coming in your house as well.
Isn't that awesome? See, I'm a cat owner, and my cat loves to play hockey puck with his little turds everywhere, so the pet odors are lingering when I come home. So what I do is I put a bowl of vinegar in the room. It absorbs pet odors like I've never seen. If you work with gasoline or engines, you can put it in your garage, and it takes those gas fumes away. So you're right. That's a very good home remedy as well. And one home remedy I have for road rage, and this also controls anger issues, use peppermint or cinnamon gum. Research funded by NASA shows that peppermint and cinnamon lowers the feelings of frustration and anxiety by about 25%, increases your alertness by 30%. So if you're not a gum chewer, you can actually use peppermint or cinnamon aromatherapy diffusers for your car, and I'll tell you, people will cut you off and you won't even want to give them the single finger wave.
Oh my gosh. That is so good. I love that.
Hey, well, especially you in California. You better start pushing this.
Crazy out here, they really are.
I have a
good one for, you know, people that like to have light colored shirts, but they get those armpit stains, you know, the yellow stains in your under your arms.
Yes.
I've had that happen a few times. Well, lemon juice is a really good natural way to keep it clean. So you just squeeze the lemon juice on the area that's discolored, and you just kind of put it outside in the sun for a little bit. Take right away, wash it, and you're good to go.
See, that's great. That's also great. That's a great cleaner as well, with some lemon juice instead of the toxic ammonia, Windex, and stuff. You can actually put a little bit of vinegar, lemon juice, and some water, and that creates this great cleaner that's very very green friendly. It's not something that you have to deal with the dangerous fumes. One thing that I do for stains that are good, you can get some if you've got hairspray. You can put it on a blood stain and it pulls it right up, and also permanent marker. Let me tell you a story. So I had a scratch on my back, so I'm scratching it back there with my pen. Well, little did I know I left the pen open. So I'm walking around with this designs on the back of my shirt, and I send it to the dry cleaner. They couldn't get it out. They said, you have to trash it. Well, it's my favorite shirt. So I got some hairspray. I'm telling you, Kim, it took the stains right out. It just lifted them up. It was amazing.
Okay, I never knew that. That is a great one.
It really works. Try it. You can actually try it on your desk. Put a permanent marker, and you say, what are you doing? Watch this, and you spray some hairspray. But, of course, it better work, or your husband's going to be mad at his desk is ruined.
Oh, my son is going to love that. But, you know, it's true. Like, there's a lot of things that you can – most everything that you can find in your pantry at home or, you know, wherever, you can clean your house with it, or you can take away stains, you can, you know, deodorize, but – it's cheaper, it's healthier, it's safer, and you've got it right in your house. So, you know, don't have to look too far from your own pantry to keep your house in order.
That's true. There's a good motion sickness home remedy because it produces excess saliva, which can make you nauseated. You can do compounds, and olives are great, or lemons. And what it does is it helps keep your mouth from drying out, and it soothes those queasiness. So pop a couple, you know, the first hint of any nausea, or just sucking on a little bit of a lemon can do the trick if you feel queasy, or even like motion sickness if you're out on a boat. That can.
I'm
going
to try
that
on my son because he gets sick pretty much every day. In the car.
Yeah.
He hates it. So olives, and he loves olives, so we're gonna try that.
See? And then he'll be saying, I'll love you, Mommy.
We get these. See, there you go. You are
great.
I love your sense of humor.
It's been fun. Unfortunately, we're out of time again. Boy, they just fly by. If you have a topic that you want Kim and I to chew on, of course, you can reach us at chewonthis@toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Follow Kim on Twitter @SkinnyB and me @DrDavidFriedman. Don't go away because we still have a great show ahead with more empowering information to help you reach optimal health. Stay tuned.